Welcome to the Booktopia podcast. I'm John Purcell. I'm delighted to have David Hunt with me today to talk about his new book, The Nose Pixies. Now, The Nose Pixies is a children's picture book centered around some nose pixies. Is that right, David?
That'd be right, John. Yes. They are the small, cute fairies that crawl up your nostrils and mine your nose gold.
And by nose gold, you are referring to snot.
Well, I wouldn't want to be so coarse about it, John, but yes, snot, boogers, yellow cake, all of those sorts of words that describe the good stuff that lives up your nostrils.
And so, where did your inspiration for a book about a child that eats snot and snot pixies come from? Is this something that originated from your own childhood, or is it something else?
That's a very sort of Freudian question there, John. Look, I must admit, I was for many years a nose picker of some renown. And this is a cautionary tale. This is a tale where I try to discourage other children from adopting the vices of my youth. I actually came up with the concept whilst I was writing a book about Australian history and my brain needed to focus on something else. And one night I just woke up from a dream where I had dreamed of a tribe of pixies who go out and harvest the snot from every small child on earth at night. They're sort of like Santa Claus, but instead of giving, they take.
And I can't imagine that any child would be interested in any book about snot. Is that...
But did you know? Well, I suspect we're about to find out, John.
I mean, children aren't fascinated by snot and farts and poo and things like that, are they?
Well, my children certainly are. And I regard myself as a child in a 130-kilogram man's body. And I'm still interested in those three things as well. So, look, it's... When I was a kid, I liked a hint of the risque in my books, the books that I read. And when you're 7 or 8, snot and farts and poo are about as risque as it gets. So perhaps I'm preparing them for the harder stuff later on.
Now that you've done your David Attenborough efforts and discovered there are nose pixies in the world, will you be heading out in to look for people who mine earwax or toe jam?
I am attracted to the concept of belly button fluff.
Yes.
There's the name of a story in the Nose Pixies called The Belly Button Knight and the Lint Princess, about a princess with a lint fixation who is rescued by the belly button knight. That perhaps has legs in the future. There's another story that Oliver's father tells him in the book called Hamish McEgg's Fabulous Fart Jar. And I've actually, I've started work on that already, but I'm not sure if it will ever see the light of day.
You have to do this. I mean, then you can have books within books within books.
It's very meta.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right. Yes. No, I actually thought of a number of stories that a father could tell his child for the Nose Pixies, because the theme of the Nose Pixies is essentially a relationship between a father and son, and each night the father tells his son a bedtime story, and the son has some favourites that he likes read again or told to him again and again, but the night in question for this story is when the father tells him a story about the pixies that pick his nose in an effort to get him to break his nose-picking habit, because every time you clean out your own nostrils, you're putting a hard-working fairy out of a job.
Genius.
Yeah. And that was the original concept. It was sort of a pixie labour rights story.
Like, and I've got this image of sort of a two little kids talking about labour rights and unions, but also these other kids sort of smoking, talking in darkly lit rooms about the postmodern implications of your work, and the stories within stories, and getting really quite deep about all this.
Look, the story within story thing is something that I'm really drawn to, and as a child, I loved the idea of a story that was being told in some way coming to life. So I grew up reading, I graduated from, you know, books for young children, like Where the Wild Things Are, which is probably my all-time favourite book, onto things like The Neverending Story, which is a story within a story,
yeah.
And a lot of fantasy and reading as a child, and that's a fairly common trope in fantasy novels.
So you have a dream, you wake up, you've got a contract with someone for a history book, you got this idea for a kid's book. What do you do then? Like, how does it go from that to being? I mean, there's a printed copy we've seen. So,
Well, as with all good things, alcohol is normally involved. I've been wanting to do a kid's book for a while, and I sort of fell into history writing by accident, and I've fallen into children's book writing by accident as well. But I had a chat with my history publisher, and they've never done kid's books before. I've never done a kid's book before. And I was having a chat with a person who I met at a writer's festival, who is a children's book writer, and she basically encouraged me to give it a crack, for which I'm eternally grateful.
And when do you have like auditions for illustrators? You've got a
yes, it's a very demanding process. Yes, I put them through their paces. I make them do 20 push-ups. And then I, condemn all of their work as mediocre and say that none of them can match my genius. I was given a number of possible names by my publisher, and one of the illustrators who I really, really love, Lucia Macciullo, was on that list. And I'd been reading my son her book with Sonia Hartnett, The Boy and the Toy, which is the most wonderful children's book with the most wonderful, beautiful illustrations. So her name was already top of my list. And I sort of said, look, if you could get her, I'd be over the moon. And they did. And she's done a beautiful job putting in pictures that are almost 1950s style picture book, Enid Blyton-esque in some ways, and that's a really nice counterpoint for a story that is essentially about snot, to have such nice, delicate watercolour illustrations. So I'm absolutely stoked that she got involved, and I'm so pleased with what she's done.
Well, we're pleased with what you've both been able to achieve. It's a gorgeous looking book, a cautionary tale, as it says on the front, and I must say here that it is for nose pickers and those who may think of nose picking, and it is for those who've never nose picked. It's not.
It's a book for everyone, John.
It's absolutely not restricted to a certain subset of people in their relationship with their noses. So, thank you very much for coming in, David, and telling us about the Nose Pixies. Nose Pixies is available at booktopia.com.au right now.
Thank you, John.
Thanks for listening to the Booktopia podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us on SoundCloud and iTunes. And if your eyeballs need a workout, check us out on YouTube at Booktopia TV. And don't forget, for all books featured on this episode and all episodes of the Booktopia podcast, head to Booktopia, Australia's local bookstore, at www.booktopia.com.au. Thanks for listening.